Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Numbers chapter 14, verses 17 through 24. But now I pray, let the power of the Lord be great, just as you have declared. The Lord is slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generations. Pardon, I pray, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of your loving kindness, just as you also have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. So the Lord said, I have pardoned them according to your word. But indeed, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Surely all the men who have seen my glory and my signs, which I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have put me to the test these 10 times and have not listened to my voice, shall by no means see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who spurned me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has had a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land which he entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it.
It's easy to become so focused on someone or something that those of us who are believers are unable to hear the Lord speak to our spirit. In those times, one of God's most effective methods of gaining our attention is through disappointments. But oh, how we dislike this approach. Disappointment is one of the ways the Lord spoke dramatically to the nation of Israel. In Numbers chapter 13, he directed his people into the promised land. However, fear of the inhabitants so invaded their hearts that they refused to enter. As a result, God said the Israelites, who were disrespectful and disobedient, would by no means see the land, and the rest would have to wait 40 years. The postponement was so disheartening that they decided to change their minds. Sadly, it was too late, and the people were distraught with grief. At that moment, do you think God had their attention? Absolutely. The next time he gave Israel a command, don't you imagine they listened a bit more intently? We're hesitant to believe that our loving Heavenly Father could be responsible for our frustrations. Yet God is perfectly willing to use disappointments to realign our thoughts and plans with his. Consider the difficulties you faced in your own life and whether the Lord might have been trying to communicate with you in the midst of them.